Mafia Ball. Created by Opalsong. Once upon a time, there was a young boy named Tsunayoshi who dreamed of marrying the princess Sasagawa Kyoko. I mean, the thing was, she wasn't actually technically a princess, but Tsuna had always thought of her as a princess, and she deserved it. And then, well, and then Reborn came, and the Mafia happened, and then he was a Mafia prince, which definitely made Kyoko a princess, because, yeah, she was gonna be a princess if she wanted to date him. That's, I mean, she was a princess either way, but he'd been dreaming about it. Then they got an invitation, and it was very formal, and it was from one of the other mafia families in Italy, and one of the really, really old ones. And it was a party for the sort of debutante party for their 16-year-old daughter. And Tsuna was expected to go, and he was expected to talk to this girl and possibly even woo her, possibly, depending. And he panicked because he's not good with people. And Kyoko calmed him down because Kyoko is really good with people. And Kyoko came with him, which you'd think would make him less able to woo a potential mafia don's wife. But no, because again, Kyoko's really awesome with people. And so, well, yeah. The girl made her debut, and eventually Kyoko made them wait a lot longer than Tsuna would have waited. And a lot longer than he thought maybe Reborn was comfortable with, because Reborn was hovering around the edges, and that was making Tsuna really nervous. But then Kyoko was like, now, it's time. And bounced over to the girl and introduced the two of them. And she was really good at keeping the conversation flowing, and it was really good. She seemed to get along really well with Kyoko, and she was pretty cool. Yeah, she was a lightning, which was kind of nice, because she'd definitely be able to take care of herself. Yeah, and not another sky, which would make everybody uncomfortable, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Kyoko was another sky. She made everybody really uncomfortable there, because they kept thinking that she was gonna, like, try to steal his guardians or something. Yeah, and Kyoko did most of the wooing, let's be honest, over the next couple of months. Like, Tsuna did some negotiating. He was getting better at that, but Kyoko did the actual wooing. And, well, technically, according to the Italian mafia families and possibly the Italian government, Tsuna was married to this mafia girl and Kyoko was his mistress, but also technically, according to the Japanese government, he was married to Kyoko and this girl was his mistress, and, well, they were all happy. That's what mattered, right? Right? That's what mattered. Reborn backed him up on that one. They lived happily ever after. The end. Have a happy holidays, Anapods.